President John Mahama yesterday challenged newly sworn-in ministers to think outside the box, be innovative and eschew bureaucracy. This admonition calls for deep appreciation. Radio Ghana sought the views of the convener of the Forum for Governance and Justice, Dr. Clement Apak, on the president's admonition. According to him, the ministers need to be proactive, use conventional means to resolve issues, and execute programs targeting timelines.
Thinking outside the box, a metaphor, that means to think differently, if you like, unconventionally, or from a new perspective. So by admonishing them to think outside the box, what he's saying is that they must look deep and consider alternative and sometimes unconventional ways of resolving the many challenges that we face, particularly as it pertains to their various sector ministries and their responsibilities. And I don't think that any Ghanaian should be surprised, because as some of us have argued, this is perhaps the most experienced president we have elected since the inception of the Fourth Republic. He has gone through the system, if you like, the mill, being a member of parliament, a deputy minister, senior minister, a vice president, and a president. And he also understands contemporary times. So I believe that this is what has informed them to admonish them to look outside of the normal status quo and to adopt new perspectives as they tackle some of the challenges that we have faced as a society, some of them going back to the days of independence and some of the emerging challenges as well.
One important area that he touched on was bureaucracy.
Yes, quite clearly bureaucracy, as you indicated too, is something that has dogged the progress of our society, particularly within the public sector. So that where some task could be achieved in, say, one day, may require just one person to undertake. There is a tendency for public servants and even sometimes political appointees to overlook, not pay attention, delay for whatever reason. And that creates a gridlock and stifles progress. Because if you can expense or undertake a task in 1 hour and you choose for whatever reason to execute that same task in 5 hours, a task that can be performed by one person is being performed by five people. Certainly, that is bureaucratic. It creates unneeded bottlenecks and delays, and that affects productivity and particularly service to the people. And you must remember that in this country, there's always a tendency for public servants to sit around browsing the internet, working lotto, making phone calls when you have to be serving people. You go to an office to get a service and somebody who is supposed to provide that service will tell you to wait. For what reason, you don't know. And when you try to find out why you are being asked to wait, because visibly you see that the person who is supposed to give you that service is not doing anything that should require you to wait for 1 hour, they actually get angry at you.
Dr. Apak also believes the admonition should go beyond political heads to include public and civil servants who must collectively change their attitude to work for Ghana to make progress.
The political heads, at the end of the day, have to bear the brunt of whatever occurs in their sector ministries. And I think part of the president's admonishment is that they have to be up and doing. They have to institute measures to ensure efficiency and the execution of responsibilities by their subordinates. That would include perhaps introducing performance appraisals, instituting weekly or bi-weekly meetings where your chief director and your other important officers will report on activities, on projects, on what has been going on, to see where more work needs to be done, where attention needs to be paid, and what has been achieved. So if they can do that, then I believe that they will begin to affect the system positively. But at the end of the day, the political heads will not be able to achieve this without the support of the citizenry and civil society. In particular, we also have the responsibility to expose the rot in the system and then to call attention of the powers that be towards correcting that. But all in all, it is also going to take a change in attitude. This attitude of quote-unquote or from the north where I come from, where we view the public service as different from we the people, and those who are supposed to have responsibilities behave as though they care the less whether the public service or the public servants are doing what they should do or not. That attitude has to change. And that is where collectively as a people, there has to be a change in attitude, because you can have the best president, you can have the best minister. If the people do not change their attitude towards working to improve their own conditions and recognize that it is not about the president or the minister, but it's about we the people, then all of these efforts, as much as they would yield some dividend, would not yield the dividend to the level that we would all want to see.
You heard Dr. Clement Apak analyzing President Mahama's admonition to the newly sworn-in ministers.